It's estimated that between 1 million and 7 million Americans live overseas. All right, that's admittedly a pretty broad range. And the lack of precise data is causing consternation at a small Defense Department office. The Federal Voting Assistance Program helps all U.S. citizens overseas, regardless of their military affiliation, to vote. But first, it has to find them. Matt Bomer is director of the Federal Voting Assistance Program, and he joins us now to discuss its dilemma. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Emily. Thanks for having me this morning.
So, Matt, let's start off. Just explain what your mission is as it pertains to all U.S. citizens abroad. What are your responsibilities?
Yeah, absolutely. We like to say, quite simply, our mission is really our middle name, which is voting assistance. So the Federal Voting Assistance Program works to ensure that our service members, their families, and also our citizens who live overseas are aware of the right to vote and have the tools and resources they need to vote from anywhere in the world. Our responsibilities, they're directed from what we call the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, and that's UACAVA. And one aspect of that is to do analysis of overseas voter participation, and that's exactly what this research is doing.
Well, what limits your visibility into military people overseas?
Actually, our visibility into the military overseas is quite good. We are the Department of Defense. We know where our military members are. So reaching our military members and their families isn't a challenge at all. However, reaching our U.S. citizens abroad is a different story.
And what are the challenges there?
It's literally because the United States doesn't track U.S. citizens living abroad. It really is about where they're located. We work with several networks, including the State Department and overseas voting organizations, to actually get information out. But where U.S. citizens are and how many of them is certainly a problem for us.
Well, it may be that they don't want to be reached. I mean, what's to stop someone from getting a ballot if they really want to vote? What's our objective here?
Yeah, Tom, you bring up a great point. Our mission is to provide voting assistance for people who want it and for people who need it. So that's something important to keep in mind. We want to make sure that every U.S. citizen living overseas are aware of the tools and resources that they need to vote successfully in elections if they want to participate. And those tools and resources are located at our website. It's fvap.gov, where they can download their federal postcard application, fill it out, mail it in to their local election official. They also, if 30 days before an election, if they haven't received their normal state or local ballot, they can fill out what we call their emergency ballot or their federal write-in absentee ballot, and they can go right on our website, get that, fill it out, and have that as their backup ballot. So it really is about providing information and resources for those citizens overseas who want to vote.
But I gather one of the challenges for you is that they might want to vote. I mean, I've been in this position because I've lived overseas before. They might want to vote but not even know that your department exists to help them.
Absolutely, which is part of our outreach efforts that we're doing, not only with our overseas voting advocacy groups, but also with the State Department as well. We have a really good partnership with the Department of State, especially with the embassies and consulates around the world. Matter of fact, we are out right now wrapping up a series of training sessions in the various embassies and consulates overseas. And these trainings are great because what we're doing is we're teaching folks in the embassies and consulates and Americans overseas all the different resources that we have. So we use outreach and assistance to make sure that citizens overseas are aware of the resources that we have here at FAP.
And can I ask a really stupid question, mainly because I forgot. What is the voting age? It's 18, right?
18, correct.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Not the drinking age, the voting age. And so what about students abroad? There's quite a number of those from high school and the collegiate level. They must be fairly easy to track down.
Absolutely, and what we can do is work with large universities. Also, as you're aware of, there's Department of Defense schools throughout Europe and overseas, and we actually have a partnership with the schools in terms of making sure that we give them outreach and assistance as well, not only for their students, but also for the American teachers and for their parents. So that group, again, is a particular group that we can reach out to, gain information. And what we're also hoping, too, is not just getting information to folks from a one-to-one, but we're also hoping that people get information and then pass that information along to other people who they meet overseas as well.
We're speaking with Matt Bomer. He's director of the Federal Voting Assistance Program. And what about state and local records and officials? Because those elections come up all the time, depending on the jurisdiction. And do they have knowledge of where people that might maintain an address still in the U.S. jurisdiction might be residing overseas?
Yeah, great question, Tom. We're actually, you know, elections are happening all the time, and people don't realize that. They're not just in November. As a matter of fact, you know, we're in the primary season right now. We've just sent out, you know, voter alerts, letting people know for residents in Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, New York, and Utah. So elections are going on all the time. And you bring up a really good point, and if I can remind your listeners, which is we need to make sure that our state and local election officials know where our military members, their families, and our overseas citizens are. This population moves. And one reminder is that we want to make sure that whenever someone moves, that they go to FFAP.gov and fill out a federal postcard application and send that in to their state or local election official so they know where to send their ballot. So thank you for bringing that up.
And we've heard so much from all corners of government about data and metrics and measuring success. So how do you measure your success at the Federal Voting Assistance Program, particularly with those who aren't affiliated with the military?
Yeah, thank you. We are about voting assistance, and we measure our success about if people need our assistance and they need help, are they getting it? We have a toll-free number. It's 1-800-438-VOTE, and that's our call center. So if someone needs information, they can call. We also have an email. It's vote@fvap.gov. So we want to make sure that our tools and resources are there to help folks. What we found out after the 2012 election was that the data show that those people who use our resources were more likely to successfully cast their vote. So what we want to make sure is that we're actually pushing out awareness and outreach efforts to let people know that these tools and resources are available to help. And that's how we measure if we're successful or not.
Now, what's the process here? People still need to obtain a paper ballot, and then it goes somewhere. Does it have to travel back to the United States to be counted? What's the lead time, and what is the mechanism for all this?
Exactly. And what we want to remind people is that with absentee voting, the one thing that you actually need to do is you need to think ahead of time. So think early and act. And so you need to register and to request your absentee ballot earlier than most normal Americans who just go to the polls to vote. But once that happens, your local election official can either electronically or mail you your blank ballot. You fill it out, sign it, and then send it back through the mail to your state or local election official.
And Matt, your program recently just did this report about counting Americans overseas, because I guess the theory is that you don't know who you can help unless you know who they are and how many they are. So admittedly, that between 1 million and 7 million Americans estimate is pretty broad. What's a better way to figure out how many people there are?
There are different ways of figuring out, you know, how many people there are, and that's why you get such a wide estimate. You know, for our research, you know, there are about 4.3 million potential voters, and that's just the way that our methodology goes. We know that there are several different departments out there with several different methodologies, but the one that we used, we feel best is appropriate for the information that we need in terms of making sure that we can get out information about voting to folks.
All right. Matt Bomer is the director of the Federal Voting Assistance Program. Thanks very much for that update.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners this morning.